After rumors, Fleetwood Mac took a major risk with their experimental follow-up Tusk. And while that album sold well, they felt like they missed the mark. They would refocus their efforts with their next album, Mirage, which reached number one for the first of five straight weeks on this date, August 7th, 1982. As we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. After a brief split for all the members to work on solo projects, including Stevie Nicks' massive Belladonna, Mirage was a return to form that made the self-titled Fleetwood Mac and Rumours such massive hits. It was less of a Lindsey Buckingham-directed project like Tusk. Mirage was truly more of a full band album. For a band that thrived upon internal drama, this time around, it was the question of whether or not Stevie Nicks would remain with the band due to her massive solo career. She would stay, and the album would come out in June of 1982 with three singles all hitting the top 40. The Christine McVie-Lindsey Buckingham duet Hold Me, the Stevie Nicks-led Gypsy, and McVie's solo Love in Store. Those singles would propel the album to be certified double platinum, giving the fans what they wanted, even though it didn't quite reach the heights of Rumours. Expectations were simply too high, and it would be another 5 years before the band regrouped for their next album, Tango in the Night. But over time, Mirage has received a new appreciation from both fans as well as from the band themselves, leading towards a deluxe reissue in 2016 and a number of songs from the album finding their way into more recent set lists. It's an album that spent 18 weeks in the top 10, including five at number one, beginning on this date, August 7th, 1982. As we looked back at Fleetwood Mac's Mirage in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.